Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Welcome to this segment of Kuch Gurbani's The Sabad of the Day. The recitation concludes with the last stanza from Asa Mahalla Panjwa, Bani of the Fifth Nanak, Guru Arjan. As indicated earlier, it is a slok combined with five chants, a two-versed poetic structure, salok, combined with a six-line structure. The salok contains the central message of the whole sabad, so it is worth our while to repeat it so that we get a sense of where we are traveling. And the salok was, Har har naam japantya kachana kahe jamkal nanak man tan sukhi hoye ante mile gopal. So jamkal kachuna kahe, in the first line, jamkal refers to time. So the idea in the salok was that time is death, and it is death because it divides the unicity of oneness into past, present, future. It separates, it differentiates. So by internalizing the message of Gurbani, Krishna kahe jamkal, meaning we transcend the illusion that time causes, then the opposites blend into the oneness, which here is referred to as Gopal. This is the goal of life, to see this non-oppositional logic behind what appears to be opposing tendencies. And then in the first chant, there was a plea. Milo santan ke sang mohe udhar leo, protect me, save me, bino karo, I make a plea, kar jod, with folded hands, har har naam deo, give me that knowledge, har har naam japantya, give me knowledge, self-knowledge, naam. In the second chant, it was aparaddi, matheen, nirgun, anath, neech, all adjectives to describe oneself. Aparaddi, a wayward person, a sinner. Person who's off the mark. Matheen, ignorant. Nirgun, without any qualities. Anath, hapless, orphan. Now, so there is a request, a plea in the first chant. In the second, the current state is being described and hope being placed on the Guru. Binwant Nanak, Aas Teri, Saran Sadhu Rakhni, Sadhu is the Guru. And in the third, the chant again, Parme Janam Anik, meaning I've gone through a long process of evolution. Now is the time. So please accept my plea. And the fourth chant, which we are going to recite, goes, Jain Ken Parkare Har Har Jas Suno Sravan Sun Sravan Bani Purakh Gyani Man Nidana Pavahe Har rang rate prabh vidate ram ke gun gaavahe basudh kagad ban raj kalma likhan ko je hoye pavan be ant ant na jaye paya gahi nanak charan saran. So the knowledge that we seek is ultimately beyond us, but even a small, whatever is possible for us, even that much discernment will protect us, will save us. So the Guru says, Jain Kien Parkare, Parkare, by any which means, in whichever way, Har Har Jas Suno Sravan, listen to Gurbani with your ears. Listen to the exposition of divine virtue and try to accomplish it. Sun Sravan Bani, Bani here is Gurbani. Purkh Gyani Man Nidhana Pavahe. Gyani, the Guru is Gyani because he's connected with Naam. This way you will obtain Nidhana, the treasure. Sun Sravan Bani Purkh Gyani. Listen to the instruction, the speech of the Gyani, the wise one. And then internalize it. Mane Nidhana Pave. Nidhana is a treasure trove. And the treasure is one of self-awareness. Hari Rang Ratte Prabh Bidate Ram Ke Gun Gavahe. So once you're imbued with that knowledge, you will assimilate those qualities into yourself. And in the end, the fifth guru is trying to emphasize that we cannot describe Naam fully, even if the earth were to become the paper, Basuddha Kagad, and all vegetation were to be converted into writing implements. Banaraj Kalama, Likhan Koje Hoye Pavan, and if I were to write at the speed of, if the wind were actually writing, even then, Bayant Antana Jaye Paya, even then, that master is beyond count. Antana Paya Jaya, cannot know the limits. Gahi Nanak Charan Saran. So for us, the best course of action is to seek shelter. Because when you seek shelter, you pretty much become immersed in that whose shelter you seek. And that is how that knowledge is transmitted to you. So it is not intellectual knowledge. It's experiential. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.